Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, electricity, and mind power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. We don't do fucking small talk here. It's time for big talk. What does that mean? I have no idea.
No idea. It doesn't matter.
But we got a good show for you, and we'll figure out what that means as we go. Who do we got here today?
What up?
Therese.
Yeah, I'm here too, finally again.
You don't have to say names if you don't want to, because nobody knows who you are anymore.
Yep.
It's fine. You can just be.
That's okay.
You can just be the friendly neighborhood studio phantom.
Okay.
You've been gone for like a month.
Something like that, yeah. Because Jared's wanted his precious sleepy time. Even though he has the most.
Fucking selfish of me.
Yeah, you have the most loose schedule out of all of us.
Yeah, and I also like to fucking sleep.
Yeah, so you can sleep in. I'm just giving shit.
We can always just, like, set up a web camera in your room and yell at you when it's time to do the show.
Yeah, I don't have internet in my house.
You don't have internet in your house? Well, that's a development.
Welcome to the 18th century.
Yeah, right? I feel like fucking Amish.
Are you playing Pac-Man on stone tablets?
No.
That's a sad way to live.
I just read a lot.
My God, man.
What's wrong with you?
You've regressed to Shakespearean times.
Except for, and then I've read probably more in the last couple months than I have in the last few years because of technology and the
internet.
Because
he's married.
No.
But that we need to thank technology for this.
That I'm married or that I was reading?
I don't know. Either or.
I don't know if it would have been possible without technology. You can tell us that.
What are you reading? I just finished the entirety of the Witcher series, which
Harley
was good.
Harley Quinn romance.
Is the Witcher series any good?
Yes.
Like, really good?
It's about halfway between Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones.
Okay.
So it's got kind of magic and monsters and, you know, that kind of shit going on, but it's also got a lot of politicking and realistic, you know, when people fight and die
so,
and
like,
get gruesomely killed.
So, like, the boring shit.
No, actually, it doesn't focus too much on that. Yes, it goes on around it, but...
I thought The Witcher was a...
Game series?
Yeah.
The games are based on the books.
Oh, okay.
The books are originally a Polish series that came out, I think, in the late 80s was when the first one came out. It was a collection of short stories. But they're pretty good. They're well-written. They have really good, well-written characters, which is kind of nice. They have a good core set of characters.
Yeah.
It sounds like a movie that Nick Cage was in for some reason, but I don't know why I'm getting that vibe off of it.
Yeah. And then, right now, I've just about finished reading the first of the Dark Tower series by Stephen King, because I've never read anything Stephen King before.
Is there a tower in the first book?
So far, no. There's just been a desert and some hills.
God, see, Stephen King, he thinks he can get away with all this shit just because, like, he undersigned Goosebumps or whatever the fuck he did, but come on.
Yeah.
Give us those towers.
I had never read Stephen King before, ever, and then I finally decided, well, what the hell. So
I read a couple Stephen Kings.
Yeah.
It was really good, but...
Pre or post sober?
Oh, how do you know?
I don't know.
I heard, like, his first couple things right after he got sober kind of were shitty, because he didn't know how to write anymore, because he was not completely... I forget which book it was that he said that he, like, wrote most of it, sent off to his publisher in just a giant haze, and forgot that he had wrote it until his publisher responded back to him.
Was it Cell?
I don't know.
Let's see. 2006 horror novel by Stephen King. What is the... Story follows...
I've heard this myth anyways.
Well, when was the sobriety thing?
I don't know.
Like, let's see. Well, maybe we can just pull up his page. Search sobriety. Sober. King. He quit all drugs, including alcohol, in the late 80s and has remained sober since.
I doubt that.
Yeah, it isn't.
Late 80s, that's a bad time to be sober.
Yeah. And that's not really a writer like him. That's not their style, you know? They use drugs as like an additional fuel to get things done.
Must be nice.
It must be. I mean, Adderall kind of runs Hollywood right now, so
yeah.
maybe that explains all the rushed scripts we've been seeing get pushed around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the late 80s, so that would have been... I can't find his fucking bookography or whatever you call the his list of books.
Bookography.
Yeah, someone give me that. Stephen King bibliography. That makes a lot more sense. Late 80s? Let's see. The Tommyknockers, was that it?
I don't know.
Like a title that he came up with by smashing his head on the typewriter. It was in 1986, so that might have been right in the major parts of when he was tooting lines off of the covers of his books or something.
I don't know. This is just a myth I've heard and perpetuated around. It's probably like most...
No, keep doing it. I mean, that's all... That's what we're here for.
Yep.
Moving along the baseless speculation everyone else has been doing.
Yes.
It's not real, we'll make it real.
Fake news.
You can speak it into existence. Why fucking not?
Yeah. I forgot about that superpower I have on this show.
It hasn't come back for a while.
No, which is probably good, because some of the things we talk about probably shouldn't come into existence.
I feel like it's just lingering. Like, it's one of those powers you don't have control over, and it's going to hit us when we least expect it. Like, someone actually is going to get gun-shaped cancer, like we talked about a while ago.
I forgot about that.
Ben finally checked his fucking voicemails on that. You weren't here for that, were you?
Yeah, he was.
Last week?
Yeah.
Was that last week? Oh, shit, that was last week. So we're not going to try and call him again.
Yeah.
He had, like 30, like, unanswered voicemails. Like, if I have one unanswered voicemail, it gives me anxiety. Like, I have to check it. Like, Ben, how
Ben went months
fuck?
Before he even set up his voicemail.
Like,
side note, how do you set up your voicemail?
You click the voicemail button and hit set up.
You just call yourself and then... Well, it'll walk you through it.
I went 3 years with my last phone with no voicemail and did all right, so
let's see if we can. Clearly nobody wants to talk to you that greatly.
Voicemail is a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Just send me a text.
Yeah, you know, literally. Jared, some chicks will sometimes they'll leave you a voicemail if they like you.
If they're drunk enough.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, actually... Do you guys want to know something interesting?
That's fine.
No, this is a true story. No, yeah.
The first time I told Drew that I loved him, we weren't dating. We weren't even really good friends.
Didn't even hardly even know each other.
But, you know, I called him and I told him I loved him.
And it was like 3:30 in the morning and she was very, very, very intoxicated.
Just a little.
Just okay.
Not a beyond.
And that's
an
what he knew. That I was the one.
It's like I heard my phone because at the time I would keep my phone below my bed because that was when I slept the bunk bed.
So you'd have to you'd force yourself to get out of bed.
I heard my phone vibrating on the little side table next to my couch under my bed, and I look over. I'm like, somebody's trying to call me. No, and then I'm like, no, it's okay. If they need to talk to me, they'll call me again.
I cannot remember the last time I picked up a phone at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
probably has never happened.
Yeah. I can remember. It was the second Tuesday after never. I put my shit on vibrate and I go to bed.
Yeah.
The only time that's allowed to happen is if it's 9/11 and I'm in another time zone. But
okay.
Someone's dying.
Or that, you know. Mm-hmm. But 9/11, hey, let's not forget that now.
Yeah.
Forget.
Never forget.
Not likely.
No. Anyways, other news.
We remember 9/11 for that.
What's
quick.
The,
yes.
What's the news?
Pause.
News. Well, pink and gold still is available for color choices, but
yay!
A new color scheme has been taken.
Oh shit!
Because
what is it now?
I don't know. It's like burgundy and something else. I don't know what.
Burgundy. What the fuck would that even go with?
I don't know.
Is everyone gonna dress like an easy chair? What's going on?
I don't.
What are you guys talking about?
My sister is now engaged again.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw that.
Can we prank call their caterer or something?
I honestly wanted to ask you guys, what do you think about making announcements over Facebook without alerting your family?
Oh, without alerting family?
Yeah. Like,
douchey.
Is this a new, like, trend?
No,
like...
don't really follow
social. I thought
they
just kind of, like, putting it on Facebook was when they learned. No?
I
know some, but this is the new trend of people using that as their main form of announcement.
Yeah, it's not like
not even going through normal social channels.
Yeah, that is kind of douchey.
Yeah,
but
Because I'm guessing that's what happened.
Yeah, well, that's how we found out about it. Oh. We saw the Facebook post.
And I texted him. And yeah. I was like, your sister's engaged.
I'm like, well, I would say I'm surprised, but...
are they planning on
I'm happy for them, you know.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Certainly a better candidate than the last one.
Are they planning on it happening within the next 2 years?
I don't know. I haven't talked to them.
They don't really keep us privy to their lives.
All right. Well, we will update you as this goes. My hopes aren't super high.
Oh.
We'll see what happens.
I'll have to be paid an extra amount to DJ that, I'll tell you what.
Jared, what is on your pinky finger?
Yeah, what is it?
Tie-dye ink, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, the tie-dye ink. Oh, yeah.
He did not wear gloves for the very crucial part.
The very
the baller.
No, I just forgot that gloves fucking existed. And then I just got tie-dye all over my hands.
Ah.
It didn't help that we had, like, baby gloves.
Yeah, then I look over and everybody else is wearing gloves. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Something that helps. What did you do? You just did a shirt?
Yeah.
And we have another wonderful show where people are going to talk about how they love how we're eating on the show.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen again. Jared's a starving boy.
No, he's not bad.
He had Burgerville like 4 hours ago. You know how much that weighs on someone?
Crucial meal timing.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all are like up to date on like YouTube stuff, but people actually put videos of themselves online eating. And they call it ASMR.
ASMR is a bunch of stuff in general, but
have you heard about that?
ASMR is not just eating, though.
I haven't heard about the food specific ones. That sounds gross.
Yeah. ASMR?
Yeah.
I forget what it stands for.
What the fuck is that?
Or like people do mukbangs. It's like a Korean thing where like, I don't know, like people in Korea are really into
being extroverted.
Yeah, like with their eating and.
But no, the ASMR in general, if I remember correctly, is essentially just basically people that have been, you know, supposedly have very soothing or relaxing voices just talking, apparently. I don't know. I've never really
bothered listening. Yeah, it's supposed to, like, relax you. I don't know.
It stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you know when you get tingles from something?
Yeah.
And like, it's supposed to, like...
An experience...
So it makes you drunk?
No.
That's how I get tingles in my fingers. No, I'm just kidding.
When you just slam back too many
shots.
It's
tobacco withdrawal.
I wouldn't know.
An experience characterized by static-like...
Of course you wouldn't. Square.
Or tingling sensation on the skin that typically begins on the scalp and moves down the back and of the neck and upper spine. It's been compared to auditory tactile synesthesias.
So like when you hear a really good song, kind of?
Yeah, like a crescendo happens, and you're like, fuck, that's a good crescendo. Like one of those things.
Like the wake-up song from Inception.
Yeah.
That's why Drew had it as his alarm.
No, because that was one of the only alarms I could never sleep through.
Yeah.
I can't sleep through any of your fucking alarms, Drew. I'm going to fucking strangle you one of these days.
That's why I would set two. So that way one would go off and bring me out of my deepest sleep into a lower level of sleep.
Like, literally.
And then the second one would actually get me awake. I know how my sleeping and alarms work.
And I know how my anger works.
Yes, I haven't been smothered with a pillow yet, but I'm sure you've considered it.
Hot tip. Here's something I use. I just stick my phone under my pillow. And then it's not even the, a pillow. It's a southern pillow. you just stick it under your pillow and vibrations on, that'll be the main thing.
I tried that. I even tried sticking it directly against my neck when I was sleeping.
Bitch, I'm going to like set some like zap alarms. It's going to like throw shock you.
Set up in a shot caller. I just remember when we all stayed the night at Andrew's house. Like I all of a sudden, like 7:30 or whatever fucking time it was, I hear the Inception song going off. I'm like waking up like, all right, I mean, I get it. It's not funny, but I get it.
You're like, this is no time to joke around.
Because I had forgotten to turn off my alarm for school for that morning. Because I had just an alarm that went off at 7:30 in the morning to get up for school.
Yeah, and you're a piece of shit. My head hurts so bad.
Yeah, because we'd only gotten to sleep like an hour and a half before.
Right.
Was I there?
I think so.
I probably was.
Probably.
Probably were
but,
sober.
If there's a good time to be had, Renee was there.
I won't say that. I'll let you say that.
Someone tell the box story.
Which? Oh, the mojito?
No, we've told
Yeah, we've told
story
that story many times.
I thought we recorded that story.
Probably multiple times.
We didn't record that when it happened. It was
yeah.
when I was uploading that episode in Pullman.
Yeah.
Which I can't wait to go back there.
Yeah, we were going to go to St. Patty's, but then that never fell through. We actually got to figure something out sometime to go.
Fall.
Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween again. That just seems to be the time yeah. to go. We might be able to record it in the frat house.
Let me know this time.
Yeah. And we should actually plan it out more than like a week or two in advance. So yeah. it's not, you know, $400 to go over.
Jared, do you want to fly there?
How long of a drive is it?
About six and a half hours versus about 2 hours mm-hmm. in the air.
We could take my Jetta. It has like 40 miles to
Yeah, we're going to have wheels Ooh. When we get there, though.
Ben or yeah. Uber. Or yeah.
They do Uber out there?
I wouldn't see why not.
Probably because it's a college town.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, kids got to make money.
Or depending on how close wherever we stay is, we can walk.
That's true. We walked almost everywhere last time.
Yeah. We only took... The only time we took the car was to go to...
To go buy beer.
Yeah, was to go to Walmart and to go get food the next day.
Yeah.
But yeah, we walked to Little Caesars to get all the pizzas. We walked... Ben and I walked to the store to get liquor and beer. Yeah.
It's fucking great.
I think we were the only two that were 21 at the time.
It's a sprawling campus, but not so sprawling that you can't just hike across it.
No.
And you have like a fifth of rum. You're walking distance from anywhere on that place.
Yeah.
Just don't forget shoes. Happens a lot.
There's a lot of broken glass around there, it seems like.
Oh, Jesus. Well, at least it's not needles.
No, that's true.
Oh. Well,
it depends on where you're at that there's the broken glass, but whatever.
Just kind of towards the frat houses, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Although, what was Ben telling us? Were you here for that? He was saying that they had, like, new... Because uh-huh. Kids got alcohol poisoning there
yeah,
or something,
yeah, a couple
right?
people died.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And, like, one person, like, died at a party. I,
and
like,
they
from,
just, like, drug him out.
Yeah, sleep. Just flung him outside and went back inside.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Left him in the yard.
Bitch. Like, let me hunt down the people that did that.
God damn. That's fucking... Those guys probably got academic probation or something.
Should have got...
Or...
Criminal charges pressed.
What would they get for that? Just criminal neglect?
Yeah.
Is that a charge?
Yeah. I mean, there's some form of negligence probably could be played. Whoever's hosting the party could even theoretically get probably manslaughter charges.
We could invoke the party foul clause, too, because if that isn't a party flaw, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Was it?
You said a party
said
flaw.
Lol. LOL.
Yeah. Lols.
Party lull. Not really. A guy did die, but depending on how he's lying down, could be hilarious. It could just turn into a weekend at Bernie's where they got to go to all his classes just to
I've never seen Weekend at Bernie's, but...
I haven't either, but we should sometime.
I know, but I have a feeling I'd be entirely disappointed if Sanders didn't show up at least once or twice. I'm just picturing like them coming over to some, you know, to Bernie's little estate in was it Wisconsin? Not Wisconsin. It's
set in
Vermont.
Vermont. Yeah,
yeah. Just yeah, coming over, having you know pancakes and maple syrup, and he tells you fun little stories about how when he was arrested in the 70s and moving on.
I recognize literally none of the names in this movie. I thought I was gonna have somebody who do. Andrew McCarthy, Jonathan Silverman, Catherine Mary Stewart, huh?
Sarah Silverman's, like, brother?
It's possible with that face.
Ew. Maybe.
What the fuck is wrong with his face?
Too much.
Jonathan Silverman. Let's just plop this in here.
Maybe he's just ugly.
Speaking of movies, you guys.
Oh, God. I'm not ready for
Shut
this.
Up.
You're not ready.
No, go for it.
Doesn't seem to be related to him.
What's your guys' favorite scene from a movie? Like, if you had to pick one.
I really like the part at the end of Titanic where she lets Jack fall off of the door because you can see that she was just a shallow bitch the whole time and the whole movie didn't have a purpose. And it just really... Fucking gets you like right in the sternum how much time you wasted, you know?
Yeah, three hours.
I really like an Old Yeller when the dog gets capped.
So this is not being serious the slightest now, I realize. So I gotta...
I've seen like hundreds of movies. How the fuck am I supposed to pick my favorite scene ever?
Out of, it's Michael Vick's favorite movie, too.
Random one. Like,
Okay, just a good scene that you like.
A legit good scene.
Okay, like for example, one. Okay, two
the
actually
departed.
Both...
Like in the end. Oh, I don't want to ruin it for anyone.
So. Yeah. There's two scenes from Silence of the Lambs that I absolutely love. Obviously, is the.
He's obsessed.
Yes, it is one of my favorite films.
So weird.
I don't care. Anyways, basically the lights off at the very end when she's hunting Buffalo Bill through the basement, and all of a sudden the lights go off.
Yeah, that shit's spooky.
Actually, pretty much the whole time in the basement. Like, when I first saw that, I was watching it on TV, so...
What were you, like, 5?
I think 10 or 11, my dad, and I was like, ooh, this is a good movie. Turns it on, and he and I ended up staying up the whole night watching it. I went to bed, like, 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just remember just being, like, glued to that whole scene up until the very end of it when, you know, she shoots him and kills him. And then, or another example from the same movie would be when... Lecter escapes, and then it's, you know, the police are storming the place, and all of a sudden he's in the back of the ambulance, sits up, pulls off the mask, and then all of a sudden the ambulance swerves, and that's the end of the
scene. It all comes together right there.
I do love the whole when everything comes together scenes, when you have the big, oh, shit.
Let's see. I'm just trying to think of, like, a real one that I like. I like, God, almost every part of The Big Lebowski is golden.
I have not seen that.
It's pretty good.
All right, look, Renee, I gotta be honest with you. I don't see what your obsession with the movie is.
It's okay. I
mean, it's a movie for sure. Like,
maybe I'd need to watch it another time to see it or to like it more.
Is it The Great Gatsby?
No.
It's like
I want to see that again.
It's like set in the early 90s. It's really non sequitorial. I mean, if you've seen Coen Brothers stuff, you kind of know how.
I think the only Coen Brothers thing you've seen is True Grit.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, that's not even close to the
same
thing.
I love that movie, though.
You haven't seen No Brother, Where Art Thou?
No, we were going to watch it, and then Netflix took it off.
Oh, those bastards.
I know.
It's like they took off Scrubs.
I was getting ready to pull it up because I was like wanting to watch it, and Teresa had never seen it, and I had the song that they sing stuck in my head. So,
yeah.
And I was going to pull it up, and then nothing.
But my favorite bit from Big Lebowski is when he's hanging out with Jackie Treehorn, and he's trying to... He's trying to get information from him, but it's great because he's just stumbling through the whole thing, but he really looks like he knows what he's doing. And then he tries to do the really tricky thing where you scribble with pencil over the lines that someone wrote on a piece of paper on top of it. You figure out what they wrote. And he draws it, and Jackie Treehorn just drew a dude with a giant dick. That's it. And it all culminates into that joke, and I love that part.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Teresa, then what's yours since you asked the question?
You're bringing it up, Mia.
I really like the scene in Catch Me If You Can when... What the fuck is his name?
The kid's name?
Walken, yeah.
Christopher Walken.
When he talks about, like, the mouse that's churning the milk into butter. You know what I'm talking about?
I do kind of... Yeah, I kind of remember that part. I haven't seen Catch Me If You Can in a long time.
Oh, my God. I saw it on television when I was, like, 8 years old, and that's when I fell in love with Leonardo DiCaprio.
He'd rooted for his Oscar ever since. And he finally got it. He had to get raped by a bear.
Yep.
Basically.
We're going to continue that rumor, too. That didn't actually happen.
You can't prove that.
Not on set, at least.
Yeah.
Him and the bear were...
It's not rape if it's consensual.
Him and the bear were real close friends off stage, I tell you what.
You know, that wasn't a real bear, but...
It's true. It was a bear
suit. A man in a suit.
Yes, it was a man in a suit was grabbing Leo and mounting him like that.
Yeah, makes it.
I'm not sure which is more disturbing.
Yeah, is that even worse? Is that worse somehow?
Like a green jumpsuit with a big bear head on it.
We all have our kinks.
Oh my God!
I'm just picturing like the guy that played Jar Jar Binks wearing the green suit with a Jar Jar head on the top of it.
Oh, that poor guy.
He never ever got another job. In acting after those series.
That makes sense.
How do you know?
Because I
wouldn't fucking hire him.
Did he voice you?
Did that guy voice him too? Do you happen to know?
He acted and voiced. Yes, he was a Jamaican actor,
I
think. Oh,
God. All right, let's do it then. Phantom Menace. I'm just going to find him really quick. Make sure that he never did anything again.
Should we have him on the show?
Yeah. Who can do a good Jamaican accent? Go.
Hey boy, I wish I was really not ever in that movie. I regret it extensively.
The whitest person ever.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that because people, like, hearing people try to, like, show off that they can do different accents makes me cringe so fucking hard on the inside, even if they do, like, a phenomenal job. Like, I watched a video.
You just don't want to be there?
I was say, is it because of jealousy? Or...
No, no, I
I do a good German accent.
No, see, and if you tried to show it off right now, I'd just be like, dude, I can't fucking do this. I saw a video of...
But...
I saw a video of... Who's the fucking... Or Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
Of him for GQ. And they just like, there's like a 30-second clip of him just like showing off different accents. And I'm just like, dude, I fucking hate this guy so much right
now. He did that for Top Gear, too. He did all of a sudden just, you know, Jeremy Clarkson gave him like three different people to do. He did like Al Pacino, Anthony Hopkins, and like one other person. He nailed Hopkins perfectly, though.
Bro, you know who does some good accents? Kevin Spacey.
Robin Williams.
Oh, he rules. I love that. I love watching that clip of
Inside the Actor Studio.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great clip.
Yeah.
Dude, maybe I love Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
You ever heard...
That dude's a phenomenal
You actor. Ever heard him say, come sail away?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Can you do an impression?
No, fuck that. I'm going to try. but is that the somewhere down the sea? Is that what that's called? Sail away? Come sail away?
I thought that was the song by Styx. Was...
If I remember.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Drew did a really good impression of Kevin Spacey impersonating a Southern man.
It has to come to me. I can't just channel it.
Oh, it's have, the, like, a video doing Frank of it
Underwood.
Somewhere.
It's the Frank Underwood. Oh, man. Yeah.
Frank Underwood. Oh, my God.
Dude, let me...
We still haven't watched season 4. Actually, season 5 is about to come out, I think. So,
you know what? I was looking at this guy's... page that voiced
Jar Jar.
Jar Jar. His name is Ahmed Best, and he's still is doing
that
shit.
Like, oh, is that like some sort of Jamaican pun to say I'm the best?
Ahmed Best. Hey, man, that's pretty. I think we figured out his whole thing. But let's see what he did since then. So, blah blah blah. Revenge of the
like a video game here and there.
Yeah, probably. He had to do a few voices just to write out that contract. He was in Kangaroo Jack G'day USA.
I've never even heard of that such thing.
Reservoir Dogs video game.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
There we go.
Robot Chicken Star Wars episode.
So he did a little bit. Oh, Jar Jar again, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, he probably did some parody work.
He's
like, man, fuck those guys.
Assuming that he would be redeemed, but no. He can never be forgiven. He can never be undone.
He needs a really big surprise in here if he's going to be redeemed, and I'm in, like, 2009 right now, and it hasn't happened yet.
It's not going to happen.
One episode of Cougar Town.
Never, yeah.
More video games. one episode of Law & Order LA.
So, stupid.
Yeah. FDR, American Badass. I don't know what the hell that is.
If we're gonna pick a Roosevelt to be America's Badass, that's definitely Teddy, not FDR.
Yeah,
that sounds like Sharknado.
Why would you pick the crippled man to be your badass?
Okay, yeah, do you pick the crippled man or the man who invite foreign delegates over to the White House to do fucking judo matches?
Yeah.
And then, you know...
Wait, who did this?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Dude,
when he'd have,
boss.
Like, a foreign... he'd have, like, dinner with foreign diplomats. When they get done with dinner, he'd be like, hey, you wanna go in the next room, throw it down?
In my opinion, one of the last great presidents.
Yeah, gets shot before a speech, just like... Eh, fuck it. I'm giving the speech.
Literally, he's in nothing else worth mentioning here. Kind of a shame. Let's see what he was a producer of. Also, again, nothing worth mentioning.
I ever tell you my favorite president?
What's that?
Andrew Jackson.
Yeah?
That dude was a certified fucking lunatic.
Didn't he get... Wasn't he in like 4 or 5 different pistol duels?
No, he was in more than that.
Okay, well, confirmed ones.
God, yeah, damn. But...
Which at the time it was illegal to do so, but he's like, well, fuck
but
it.
But not anymore.
Well,
is it becoming popular?
Well, no,
again?
I meant more of just like having the gentleman's duels. Yes.
Let me. Oop, that's weird.
Duel? But yeah, that dude got in so many duels. They said he jangled when he walked because he got shot.
He got shot 3 times, yet he still managed to live.
Yeah, one time he let his opponent have the first shot. Dude shot him in the shoulder. He just switches his hand over, or
gets
shot in the right shoulder. Switches the gun over to his left hand and caps the dude right in the fucking face. Another time, an assassin jumped out with 2 pistols, pointed them at him, click, click, both guns misfire. He looks at the dude, picks up his wooden cane, and beats the dude almost to death.
He's like wooden cane, so he walked with a cane?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was to control his swagger.
To carry around his fucking
You
nuts.
Don't want to know what would have happened if he didn't have that king. He'd swagger so hard he would have already cracked the country into two pieces.
Would have changed the rotation of the earth.
needs to be frozen.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, you need to freeze that pie?
Yeah. It's a little too soft.
That's all right, man. Are you guys coming tomorrow for tie-dye?
We weren't sure what we were doing.
What time?
I don't actually know, because I don't go on Facebook and look at my own events, but it's probably going to be like noonish.
Yeah, the only two things I have going tomorrow are sometime, I'm assuming still, go bust some clays with my brother-in-law, Patrick.
All right.
He's getting a new shotgun, so he wanted to go break it in. And possibly either tomorrow or Sunday, swapping out my safe.
So. Oh, the big one?
Oh no, I'm getting my dad's old one. So.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, that's so they're gonna deliver it and take my old one away. So.
Your dad getting a big upgrade?
He got one that's probably about twice as big. So. Now nice. He needs excuses to fill it.
Yeah.
Oh darn.
Just gonna need a few more AK-47s or.
Oh, you get a 47-74.
How much can a smoke grenade cost?
Well.
I don't think you can buy them commercially.
37 mil, not 40. 37, you can get
those three extra millimeters matter.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But no, I think with the 37 millimeter, technically it's because it's classified as a flare gun that way. So you can get flares. You can get like chalk rounds. You can get like little smoke bombs that go into them.
Look.
Technically, I think it's technically a felony to do so, but you can also get an insert that goes into a 37 millimeter flare gun that also turns it into that holds like four shotgun shells.
That sounds a little, yeah. That's crossing some kind of line,
yeah.
Somewhere.
So.
Oh, but how cool would that be?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna read the state legislature before I use that. That sounds awesome. That
clearing a house with a 40 millimeter, and you just have it loaded up with basically buckshot that bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because there's
contact.
One...
Boom! There goes the wall.
Yeah, because there's one that one flare gun and the manufacturer that makes it look like a 203.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. You, pull the thing open, put your shell in, close it up, and fire it, and it mounts to the bottom of your rifle.
Yes.
Or pistol, depending on your preference.
So it just automatically makes it a double gun?
No.
Is that what's going on?
It kind of does mount a gun to your gun, so you can blat while you blat.
Awesome.
Mount a gat to your gat, so you can blat while you blat.
See, we just need to tape dozens of guns together in a circle.
It's called a Gatling gun.
And that's how we defeat ISIS.
And we already made that. Yeah, it's called a Gatling gun.
1863, developed by a doctor because he figured if he made a weapon that was terrible enough, it would end all wars.
And he was wrong.
Nope.
You didn't go far enough, buddy.
No, and then GE did that. They stuck an electric motor on it and made it go brrr.
Damn.
And then they put it on a fucking plane.
No, then they built the plane around it.
Are you saying they used to crank those by hand?
Gatling guns have literally a hand crank that you turn...
Oh, God.
It's like a jack-in-the-box, like ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding, but of death.
Yeah, I don't know. See, you can't finish Breaking Bad on that premise.
No.
No, you need the electric motor.
Yeah.
What is Bryan Cranston up to these days?
He's done a couple movies recently.
He did that one,
he's probably living pretty comfortable.
Yeah, he did Trumbo. I think The Infiltrator came out recently. Yeah, I would imagine he doesn't need to work right now. But
he did one with James Franco not too long ago.
Nice.
Wasn't that The Infiltrator? No, that was a different one. That was another one that looked stupid.
Let's see.
Oh, he also
who was funny. Jesse? What was like? What's he
Aaron
doing?
Paul? Yeah. A bunch of B movies that are shit, apparently.
But he's probably still
Speed.
Living more comfortably than me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Let's stick him in here.
Speaking of Need for Speed, that reminds me, I gotta watch the new Fast and Furious. I have it on my laptop now. So,
Fast 8?
Yeah.
It's actually really good.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. I'm so excited.
I gotta decide whether I want to watch Fast 8 or Logan.
Logan.
Yeah. Therese needs to see it.
It's fucking good.
Also, I watched Alien Covenant.
Okay.
Friendly heads up. It's fucking awesome.
Apparently.
Did you also say that about Prometheus?
No, I mean, Prometheus.
We walked out of that.
Prometheus,
we
had some.
You walked out of it?
No. We finished it, but.
If I'm paying $12, I'm
out of a movie.
If I'm paying $12, I'm finishing it, even if it's Monos the Hands of Fate.
God.
I'm not paying money to not finish a movie.
That's more money than that movie would have ever made.
Probably.
Especially $12. In that market.
Yeah, I think the Blu-ray copy that you bought was probably more than what anybody spent seeing it.
It's going to pay for that fertilizer salesman's house three times over. That's who directed that movie, by the way, was a fertilizer salesman.
Still need to see that. I do
just the Raw movie.
Yes, I do want to watch the Raw version.
Oh boy, I don't know if you do.
That's what he said.
You may want to.
It's slightly masochistic, I know, but
you're gonna love Torgo's theme. You know Torgo.
Oh yes,
yeah. He's got his own theme, which is literally four notes played over and over, because I think the only reason they could do that was because we were looking up facts that said they could only do like 31 second clips at a time, just based on the kind of camera that they had.
Nowadays, basically, it'd be
like
Snapchat the movie.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Watch in the next like 2 weeks.
That's gonna be like a big thing on the internet.
And we're gonna someday, be like, oh my god, we called that.
Yeah, it's gonna be somebody's gonna make a full feature length film out of Snapchat snaps and then piece it together.
And it's probably gonna be really fucking stupid.
Most likely.
It's probably gonna be like, funnier than anything I ever put on. So
like, emoji the movie.
Oh
No, we're like, not even going there.
Why? Let's just laugh at Patrick Stewart forever now.
Going from a stellar performance, his final performance.
Does
Professor
he have a coke
X.
problem? Because
he looks gaunt enough to
Sir
have one.
Patrick.
Yeah, Sir Patrick. Yeah, Sir Patrick Stewart, accomplished enough that he's been fucking knighted, is become an animated piece of shit. Quite literally.
If you're a knight, I say you can do all the cocaine you want, but you still need to have some dignity.
Yeah, but instead of using a coke mirror, you have to use a sword.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Cutting up lines with like a dagger or something.
If you look really closely, most of the Knights Templar have little scars right next to their noses.
Hey,
and now you know why.
Next to my nose.
Oh shit.
But it's not from
coke. Secret
Knights
off of
Templar
your long
member.
Sword.
It's from smacking my fucking face on the side of a dresser. Because I wanted to answer the phone.
No, you just need to say that it was from doing cocaine off of a longsword.
Okay. Yeah, you need to lead us to the grail now. And
just
to
like
the
deadpan, just see how they react.
That just leads up so many implications about what your life was like before they met you. Like, oh, what happened to your nose? I was doing cocaine off a longsword.
I love that. At a job interview, like, you're hired.
That's a fucking great bar to set.
We're hiring you just because we want to keep you around and find out what the fuck happened.
Yeah, like, why are you the way you are, Therese?
I don't have time to get into this right now because the interview is only this few minutes long, but need to keep
you
around. I need to hear the rest of this story.
They're like, all right, let me talk about my credentials. Like, no, back the fuck.
No. Hang on a second. Yeah.
You want to know about the time you floated off the coast of Belize for a year doing coke with John Denver? Sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
Was he a heavy coke user? I know shit about John Denver.
I know nothing about him.
Apparently, according to Ben, there's a lot of coke in Canada.
Yeah.
But why Canada? Why is it there?
Maybe that's why they're so nice. They're just
coke doesn't make people nice.
That's the weed.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
No, they didn't legalize weed yet.
No,
they've been hemming and hawing with that shit for ages.
Israel has, but Canada hasn't.
Israel?
Yep.
Wow.
No.
L'chaim.
No.
Yes, the Jews have decriminalized weed.
That's only natural.
Yeah, the Jews are like, yeah, don't eat pork, but you know what? Fuck it.
I mean, all plants are kosher automatically, aren't they?
I think so.
You just gotta.
What does it even mean, kosher?
It means non-processed.
Clean.
They didn't use parts of a cow.
Basically, yeah, nothing that's considered a filthy or impure.
Wait, what's that quote from Pulp Fiction?
I don't eat pork. Pork's a filthy animal.
Pigs are filthy animals.
Yeah.
What about a rat? I don't
know. You know, but pork bacon, it tastes good. Pork chops taste good. And sewer rat may taste like pumpkin pie, but I still ain't gonna eat the motherfucker.
Kashrut is a set of Jewish religious dietary laws. Food that may be consumed according to halakha is termed kosher in English from the Ashkenazi. Don't that was wrong.
Props
pronunciation,
on actually not terribly terrible Hebrew pronunciation.
I've had some practice. I hang out on places where they make fun of Jews a lot. pronunciation of the Hebrew.
Do they also say Zeke Heil often?
I don't know if it's ironic or not, but maybe. among numerous laws that form kashrut are the prohibitions on the consumption of unclean animals such as pork, shellfish, both mollusca and crustacea, and most insects, with the exception of certain species of kosher locusts, mixtures of meat and milk, and the commandment to slaughter mammals and birds according to a process known as shechita. There are also laws regarding agricultural produce that might impact the suitability of food for consumption.
So, yeah, it's religion is so weird.
Can't we just, like, eat food?
Apparently not.
Not if you want to...
I eat whatever I want.
Not if you want to make God happy.
You got to remember, the Jews are Old Testament stuff, so they're used to God being always pissed at them and killing hundreds of thousands of them.
Jesus was
fire and brimstone.
Yeah, that's true, but that's New Testament. That's when God started chilling the fuck out.
Like, God smoked a blunt, and he's like, okay, never
mind. Well, they say having kids calms you down, so...
That's the most religious
thing
you've ever said.
What?
I said that's the most religious thing
you've
ever
said. It wasn't intentional.
I think kashrut is the most religious thing I ever said.
But no, you always have like people who are like the classic, very like party people, and then they have kids, and then they just completely stop. And then some don't, and then some go
probably
right back
me.
Into it.
Oh, that's
probably me. No, just kidding.
That's what calming down is.
Yes, you
is
stop
not,
being like, you know, super crazy.
See, you quote marks calm down, but your blood pressure actually rises.
Oh, yes.
Because you have children now.
Yes.
And then you actually have to like start watching what you eat and shit.
That's called aging.
Yeah.
Also that, yeah. Kids will do that, too.
What, age you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen the before and after pictures of my dad's hairline.
Oh, please
he's
tell.
He's just using that as an excuse.
I know. No, he says that it was my mother that did it, not me.
That's probably accurate.
Most likely.
Or his job.
Eh.
Speaking of his job.
No.
No?
No. Okay. Wait, I don't know what you're getting into, but...
Never mind.
Okay.
Ig Latin pay it. I did that wrong.
Are you talking about plugs or about former coworkers?
If you recall, there was a certain someone
that got fired
from the police department.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were talking about something
else. We can make fun of this guy. That's fine.
Yes. No, that's fine. Okay. I thought we were talking about something else.
We can prank
all
his campaign office.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. What's going on?
Okay. You remember a certain somebody who had a certain problem with my father and there was certain legal events going on, or were you gone for that?
Nope. Don't remember that.
Okay. We'll get into it later. Anyways. This...
That all happened. Just take our word for it.
This gentleman, after being blacklisted by pretty much every major police department in the country, we don't know who it is. No names have been named.
He lives in this country, and that's all I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue.
Anyways, now he's running for city council.
Woo!
After attempting to sue said city.
Woo! This will go over well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just kind of interesting.
Yeah. And I think he had as many hashtags as he had words in his little post on Facebook.
Oh, God. He put a Facebook post up?
Yeah, he put a Facebook, big old long Facebook
with
post.
Hashtags.
Oh, let's read this cringy
shit. I still don't even
shit.
Understand how hashtags came about.
It was Twitter's fault, I think.
Yes. And I hate that it's changed the word because it's not a hashtag, it's a pound sign.
Yeah, but it sounds so much cooler now.
I don't even know how it's a hashtag. That doesn't make any sense. Tic-tac-toe board, whatever, I don't know. But let's see here, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 hashtags.
Christ!
In a two-paragraph post, which is, let's see here.
Let's just read the whole thing.
Thank you for taking the time to check out my page. That doesn't count as a paragraph, it's just a single opening line.
All right.
Since my candidacy is only a few hours old... comma, there is, comma, obviously, comma, not much here, comma, however, comma.
No, read it like walking, please.
I think that's who wrote this.
Oh, God.
Since my candidacy is but only a few hours old, there is, obviously, not much here, however, I will be posting updates, my thoughts and positions on things, and information on the events I may be attending over the next few months.
Jesus.
I can't do a walk-in voice
this
to save
my
life.
This is the most generic.
Frank Underwood.
That was not intentional either. It seems like he meant to be hitting a period button, but ended up doing commas instead.
Uh-huh.
Anyways. And the second paragraph is, but this is also a page for you to message me about things that concern you, issues you may want to know about, and any questions you may have for me. I will be happy to answer any questions that are sent and may choose one or two a week in order to do a video reply.
Dude, do you work at the fucking DMV? What are you doing?
I don't think he works anywhere.
That's a good point. He's just... This
again,
is...
welcome, and I'll be talking to you soon. Why are you welcoming them? Are you welcoming them to Facebook? I don't.
Yeah, I'll definitely make an account to look at this. Yeah, no, let's make fun of this as long as we can.
Yes, we will provide weekly updates.
When are the elections?
I assume November, but I don't
know. But me and Drew technically live in Cowlitz County.
Yeah, we don't live in city limits, So
we can't vote.
Well, no, if you live in Cowlitz County, you're good, aren't you?
We're outside city limits.
We have to be in Clark.
We are we are in Clark, not Cowlitz.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no,
reverse it.
Yeah.
So Jared could vote.
Jared, can you vote twice for us?
I mean, is that a thing?
And Renee, is your registered voter's address still here?
That might have changed, actually. Fuck, I might be out of the running on this one.
Yeah.
Just tell your parents what to do.
Okay.
They'll listen to you.
I will tell them not to vote for that guy.
And Skylar.
But, so this is a Facebook page that he's got?
I don't know.
Vote for him, vote against him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or.
Because that one chick resigned.
Oh.
So that's what he's
I don't
saying.
Know who that.
Yeah. Marilee Bacall. Oh. Something.
Was there some drama there?
No,
I don't know.
Just. Just basically someone just resigned, so that's why he's like, oh, I have to.
Yeah, get in there.
Yeah.
Make something for himself.
This is one chance at getting a job he shoots for sitting council.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do you even get paid for being on the council?
I don't know.
I think you get compensated for time lost, like kind of like jury duty. They give you like $15 at the end of 2 weeks, and they're like, yeah, that should pay for all the gas you used.
But
that's why there's like old people on the council. And they're retired. They don't have anything better to do.
Another important question to ask is, if he's on the council, is he granted the rank of master? Sorry, we're looking at way too many prequel memes. Sorry.
Oh, man. He's, you know what? They shouldn't grant him the rank of master.
No.
Just to see what would happen.
It's unfair. It's unheard of. Wow, I'm going to kill all of you now.
Yeah, I'd love to see that happen, too.
Yeah.
Just want to see him try.
And on that note, we get into another topic, not prequels at all, but...
Sure.
Like I was saying before, what the hell is with this sudden uptick in the fidget spinner things, which I am now going to probably offend by a lot of people by calling autism throwing stars?
Which they're big enough to be throwing stars, right?
Yeah, basically. And they're originally for autistic kids, so it's not that I'm being derogatory in that term.
No.
I hear a lot of teachers bitch about them.
Yeah, imagine why.
There's just no way to
make... Do they make a lot of noise? Or
not really, but it's kids instead of paying attention. They're basically... Renee, pull up a picture of one.
Yeah.
Do you know what they are, actually, Jared? Never mind. But yeah, they're basically just a little...
You've seen the memes.
They're just a little plastic thing with a couple ball bearings and a thing you pinch in the center and flick around, and it spins.
If I was a teacher... I've seen all the memes.
You are the memes.
He's the meme master.
Meme. Oh, shit. I thought of your rap name like a week ago, and I can't remember it. It's Meme Master something. It may be just
Master Jared.
No.
It might have just been Meme Master Mike, but that doesn't make sense because your name's not Mike, but it's alliteration, so you keep it if you want. But, no, fidget spinners don't understand.
No,
because
I had somebody come into the store today and ask me if we had fidget spinners.
You're like, bitch, this is Safeway.
This is a grocery store. What the fuck? Yes, they're right over there. We also had somebody call the store, ask if we carried wheel bearings.
Wheel bearings?
Yeah, like for your car.
Like, ma'am, are you high?
God damn.
I don't know, but there's also O'Reilly's just down the fucking
and
street.
And Napa, about three blocks down the road.
Damn.
People are dumb.
Yes, very much so. And it gets reinforced every single day I work.
Oh, as long as we're talking about people and people that go to Safeway.
Dude, I hate people, too.
Does anybody know what is up with that couple that is walking around Woodland all the time? And you know what I'm talking about. It's that one dude with a real long beard. And
the walking stick.
And the chick that doesn't wear shoes.
And she is pushing a wheelchair all the
time. That has all their stuff in it.
And she's wearing, like, a homemade nun cover, but it's not the full suit. It's just a headpiece.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing?
Yeah, like, what's their fucking story? Because if they're traveling wanderers...
No, they're not. They actually have a house in town.
Really?
I think in one of the trailer courts.
Oh, like the one across the bridge towards Loose River, probably?
No, I think actually the one kind of towards
the heroin
by Gun
shanties.
Club. I think the one over by Gun Club, by that church.
Really?
Yeah.
They just don't have a car, I guess.
Nope.
Huh.
And I swear, I've heard her talk maybe a dozen times.
I've never heard her talk
at all.
And she speaks like this loud ever. That's all.
And like, she, it's against her religion.
And she, like, she, yeah, she won't hardly talk. Yeah, she won't speak unless she's absolutely has no choice, it seems like. And when she does talk, it, she says, like, minimal amount of words possible.
It's weird. These guys are like Twin Peaks characters, you know? Like, they're never really explained, but you just want to see more of them.
And then, like, he'll randomly come up and, you know, want to buy, like, exchange all of his money for as big of bills as possible. Like, he'll come, he'll have, like, 20s and 10s that he wants exchanged out for $100 bills. Typically, it's the other way around.
Interesting. He's stockpiling, I think.
I don't, yeah.
For, like, the end of the world.
When paper money has no longer any purpose.
We got some doomsday preppers around, I think. Do we?
Probably.
There's probably some guys in bunkers around.
I don't know if you guys have been on, like, the bottoms, but there's this guy that they call Frogman, who has, like, his own little house, like, on the river.
He doesn't free float, though. It's just a normal house. This might be a different guy.
Kind of free floating. I don't know.
Point into there.
Get up on that mic.
Yeah. Sorry.
You could probably explain it better. Like,
I'm not sure
I know
where you're talking about off the top of my head.
He had it down at, like, the boat launch, but now he has it, like, on the river.
I think I know who you're talking about. Anyways, you know more than I do.
He has his own car. He has, like, a storage container, but, like, he literally just lives on the river. Like, he's built his own little houseboat, and everyone leaves him alone, and I think it's kind of cool.
Mm. That's kick-ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anybody comes to bother you, you just cut the rope and float on down the river.
You'll never take me alive.
So his whole rig has a car on it, and he floats with a car?
No. He has his car, but he parks it, like,
on the side of the road.
Yeah, on the side of the road.
Okay.
Do you guys know who Bryce Phelps is?
No.
I don't know. He lives in Woodland, but anyways, he made a documentary about this guy, if you guys want to
check it out. I didn't think of that from here. Yeah, he just free flew. I didn't know he had a car, though. I thought he just plain lived on the river.
Yeah, he has a car. I was driving on the bottoms, because...
Why not?
Because I like to listen to music, you know?
Yeah.
Ballin'.
Chuck Collin.
20-inch blades on my phone.
What have I started?
And here we go.
So,
I think I found the video. Yeah, there he is. Frogman River Barge. Yeah, dude, I've totally seen this guy floating around.
Like, I'm kind of proud to be from Woodland, honestly.
Well, the other day, this get submitted into a film festival or something?
I don't know.
We used the megaphone to reach out, just hoping for some kind of interaction, and that's when we met Ken.
Ken?
And he's got his little paddle.
Dude, I love him. Hours later,
he'd sit down with us.
He was growing weed on his thing and everything.
Hell yeah. Probably could have seen it there, too.
I own the property. The directing yard was on.
What is that like a drumstick?
Yeah, bro. He balls hard.
Yeah.
He's stoned. Anyway, give him a break.
I can't blame him.
On the West Coast, about half of my income. And I struggled through and waited for it to come up and waited for it to come up. And 15 years later, China started buying it up and just in time.
What is coming up and then China buys it?
I'd already walked away from the wrecking yard by then because I just couldn't keep up the payments.
Yeah.
It, I think it sold in, I heard it in 2004 for $4.4 million, something like that. I was paying
$135,000. You were?
I was. That's what I was paying for it.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's
he's gonna fly on his ice cream cone.
Yeah, but he doesn't care.
See that?
Yes.
I'd love to get
I saw the fly land on it, and he just... too busy with his story to even notice he's got ice cream in his hand anymore.
It's pretty fitting, though, because he is the Frogman.
Yes.
Yeah.
While you're planning your life.
Yeah.
Or life happens while you're planning or making plans.
Turns, finds the fly, eats it. No, I'm just kidding.
And, you know, during this time...
he actually has a secretly long tongue.
Retired and get the big $700 a month.
This looks pretty well made, though.
It's actually really good. Well done cinematography.
I wonder if that's how he goes across the river.
Probably. Yeah, his little paddle thingy that you see like at like Bullwinkles or something like that that people paddle around in. Or you can rent at the beach.
I kind of want to interview him. We should have him on the show. Be like, hey, Frogman, we'll give you some weed and, you know, some drink.
I'll give you some weed and an edible. Come show up.
See, this is why we need the on the street recorder. Yeah, so we can actually like go out and record this silly bullshit.
Just start broadcasting this show on the street, like with the speakers, like we did for 4th of July, just at 1 a.m. again.
Yeah,
just 1 a.m. wake everybody up to listen to the show.
Yeah. You're fucking good.
TJF Radio Block Party starts. No.
Me and Kirsten will use our good looks.
It's 4 in the morning.
What? Stay on the corner with some signs or something.
Be like, I don't know. What gets the people going? Honk if you hate vegans. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think that'd be popular around
here.
Yeah,
that'd work.
All the rednecks be like, yeah, I want to talk to you.
We had to figure out how that relates to the, like, how are they going to know that that connects to the show, though?
Well, we hate logo vegans, too.
Yeah, we just got to figure out things that people don't like that we can make
also
jokes at.
We can I think we can safely say that we've never had a vegan on this show.
No.
I don't think I've ever even met a vegan.
I have, and it was Drew's grandma. We went to In-N-Out Burger that
We never talked about my California
trip.
She
got a
California
burger with, like...
Without the burger.
She got a straight-up In-N-Out Burger without the burger. And what's so funny is we were talking about the benefits of not eating red meat on the way there. And I go there, I eat an In-N-Out Burger, I go home, I have the worst food poisoning of my life.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And whenever people say I've had food poisoning, I'm like, oh, poor you. But now I have so much sympathy. That was the worst fucking day of my life.
Projectile vomit, like, yep.
Thank you, Drew.
Is this when you guys went, like, recently?
Yes.
Yeah.
We went to In-N-Out Burger at Teresa's behest. And
yes,
then
I was like, let's go In-N-Out.
Yeah, I want to go try.
You have to.
I want to go try In-N-Out Burger. So we go to In-N-Out Burger, and then.
Bitch, never again.
Teresa's like, I'm not feeling good. And then she's like, all of a sudden turns to get up, like all of a sudden just starts, like, gets like 3 steps towards the bathroom, gets the door open,
like,
and then all of a sudden
I just
sprays across half of the bathroom floor.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you.
Why are you thanking me for telling the story here?
Because you're so eloquent. Like, oh yeah, my wife was just spewing vomit everywhere. Like,
you see the Exorcist? Look like that.
Basically.
Except that it was mostly clear,
this
but
beautiful little butterfly wife,
and then she gets, she gets around it, gets over the toilet, and just starts. Just...
Dude, I can literally smell it just thinking about it right now.
It sounds like pouring a bucket of water into the toilet.
Okay, and food poisoning isn't just a little stomach upset, like little diarrhea. No.
And then she gets done throwing up, cleaning
up. I don't
up.
Wish this on my worst enemy.
20 minutes later, gets in the bathroom.
Okay. I love you, but you need to stop talking.
I can't stop.
Was that the first
time? Basically, all you need to know is that it was a really, 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 really bad day.
And was that the first time you went?
Yeah.
Wow. Not a
went
good start.
To California?
Well, just to In-N-Out in general.
No. Okay. We went in Medford because we're fucking ballers.
Yeah, when we came back from the Redwoods, we took about a
I don't know, 20 mile detour. I don't know. I think Burgerville is better.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
That's the interesting
crucify
thing.
Crucify me.
Because when we were doing,
the
wedding.
I believe you. And I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. But, like, In-N-Out is just like,
their fries
okay.
are shit. I mean, like.
Oh.
You ask for them extra crispy.
Tell them about your grandma, how she, like, tried to force me to say that their fries were better than McDonald's.
She kept going,
and I was like, bitch,
fries,
I don't know. I like McDonald's a lot better.
Aren't these fries so much better? Because they're just potato that they cut here and then they fry them. They don't add a bunch of chemicals and sugar and other stuff like that.
And
to
I was
them.
Like, 2 days,
and sugar are what makes it good, stupid.
Yeah. I don't go eat a burger and fries to be healthy.
She also. This is cruel and unusual punishment. She did not give me any caffeine the entire time we were there.
She gave us decaf coffee.
Dude. It was like 10 months old, and I was like, no wonder why I was so sick. Like, the bitch gave me decaf. I am so fucking bitter about it.
But we didn't know it was
poison you.
We didn't know it was decaf until the day we went home.
Yeah, and like, she was joking about it, and I literally thought it was just a joke, and I was like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And then we're on the plane, and Drew's like, no, really. Like,
I'm pretty sure that was decaf.
Kidding. And I was like...
That fucking bitch.
Hot
and
yeah.
I am still really, really bitter about it.
Yes.
You know,
so if you really hate me, you're going to give me fucking decaf, and I'm going to kill you in your sleep.
You're revealing your secrets.
That is not
give
fucking
funny. Give you decaf and food poisoning.
Yes.
Yeah. Decaf and poisoned In-N-Out Burger. But yeah, everybody got burgers except for her. She got the In-N-Out Burger without the patty in it.
She was a fucking vegan. Like, bitch.
Like, what do you even call it? Just a veggie sandwich.
It's actually on the In-N-Out menu that you can order.
And do they call it veggie sandwich?
I forget what the actual terminology is. It's on their secret menu that's on their website.
But who fucking cares?
Right? Like, who gives a shit? If I'm going to In-N-Out, I'm going to get a fucking burger.
No, yeah, I got the double double with grilled onions, extra grilled bun, and the well-done fries.
You know what else they made us do? They made us watch Laugh-In. Which
is stupid.
What the hell is Laugh-In?
It's basically picture halfway between 1970s Saturday Night Live and Lawrence Welk Show.
I don't even know what Lawrence Welk Show is.
You probably don't.
I grew up watching it. Want to know. Because my dad was born in like the early 50s.
Okay, what is a classic clip I can look up? Let's see.
Goldie Hawn. What's the thing?
Goldie Hawn was in it for a while, though. That's the thing.
They, like, wrote over the women's bodies, and they, like, did close-ups of them, like, dancing. Like, it was supposed to be sexy, but it was just fucking weird.
All right, let's try one of these.
Like...
It's, like, just a bunch of really bad gag humor.
Okay.
It was not... Like, I couldn't even force myself to laugh. I was just like, this is...
A gracious good afternoon. Have I reached the party to whom I am speaking?
It's Amy Schumer's first role.
This is Miss Tomlin of the telephone company. Have I reached a Mr. Aristotle Onassis? Mr. Nassis? I was wondering personally.
This is stupid and gay.
Yeah, I don't know why I did this to myself.
It's
we had to watch
a
fucking...
full hour episode. Of that.
Well, my stomach was like liquid.
Churning.
And if you didn't laugh, you got dirty looks.
No, luckily we were sitting in front of them, so.
You just got fed decaf.
No, that was already ongoing.
This is your penalty for not laughing. Jesus Christ, that's.
I don't mean to sound ungrateful. The beautiful weather and the pool made up for it.
And then the botanical. Oh.
I didn't mean for that to be on there. Sorry. No, keep going.
Yeah, go.
Like it made up for it. It was beautiful, but.
But food poisoning and weird comedy.
No caffeine.
Yeah.
It certainly could have gone better.
Yes.
Oh, well. Maybe next time.
Yeah, it was fun, though. I mean, it was, well, mostly fun.
You know, it's interesting. People from California think that Burgerville is shitty.
Fuck them. They're wrong. They're entitled to an opinion, even if it's wrong.
I think this is going to be
a
war.
They're Californians. They're barely even people.
Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TJFRadio. We're also TJFRadio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not me watching to a TJFRadio show at gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TJFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table?
Burgerville's better than In-N-Out. Get bent.
I can vote for that.
If any Californians are offended by this, then too bad. Go breakaway, form your own country, please.
You secede. Guys should be on the show because we have snacks.
Yes.
Baller.
Anybody, is this we have, out to someone in particular?
No, just we all just need, y'all hoes.
Yeah.
It's just, we need that Gary Oldman clip. Hoes. It's just to everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone.
We will bring you snacks. No, you got to bring
we
your own
snacks.
We have
extra toasty Cheez-Its. We have peanut butter pie.
We have whiskey.
You guys don't know what
Renee
you're missing.
Renee has a box of wine.
We have Jared.
And a studio that's slowly being renovated. It'll be a slightly more friendly space in a few weeks or so, whenever I decide to buy all that shit. We'll be back next week. Yeah?
Party
on, everybody.
Out.